The title of our presentation is A Novel Approach to Grass Legume Management by myself, Dr. Bisindat Mukun, Dr. David Lang, Dr. Jean Parrish, and Dr. Ron Devan. And let me give a brief background and rationale behind this study. The inclusion of forage legumes in pastures has positive effects on pasture output as well as the environment. Some of the major benefits of forage legumes are the contribution of nitrogen to grassland systems through nitrogen fixation, which reduces the amount of fertilizer N required. Also, in provision of high quality forage for animal production, and ruminants that graze forage legumes compared with grasses generally display faster growth and better productivity. Nitrogen is of particular interest because it is usually the most limiting nutrient for forage production, and fertilizer N represents a major variable input cost. Currently, there is a need to maintain or increase forage supplies while simultaneously reducing input of N fertilizer. Legumes have been proposed as an integral component of forage agriculture throughout the world, yet widespread adoption of forage legumes in mixed pastures remains elusive. In mixed pasture communities, spatial variability and selective grazing introduce inefficiencies in pasture-based production systems. We have increased expenditure of energy associated with an increase in foraging cost and increase in grazing duration to meet animal requirements. Also, selective grazing within a pasture mixture, often the legume, can decrease that component in the feed, and persistence of legumes is recognized as a major limitation worldwide. Therefore, an alternative approach is warranted. A system of spatial separation of monoculture grass and legume in a 50-50 ratio within the same paddock was proposed. In such a system, if interspecific competition between grass and legume is eliminated, a stable pasture composition can be met, and targeting of N fertilizer application to the grass component, as well as herbicide for control of weeds, becomes easily manageable in southeastern USA. The objectives of this study were to quantify pasture productivity among monoculture grass, monoculture legume, a binary of grass-legume mixture, or spatially separated monoculture grass and legume in 50-50 ratio, within the same paddock under continuously stocked grazing management. And secondly, to measure performance and physiological responses of animals grazing such system. The site of the experiment was Brown Loam Experimental Station at Raymond, Mississippi, on a Lawrence silt loam soil. And the forage species that were used in this experiment is annual ryegrass, cultivar Marshall, and white clover, cultivar Durano. And the four forage systems that were used, monoculture grass, one, monoculture legume, two, binary mixture of grass and legume, and the fourth, the spatial separation of monoculture grass and legume, monoculture legume, 50-50 ratio within the same paddock. Here are some pictures of the forage systems that were used in the experiment. Two levels of stocking rate, 3 or 6 tiers or FRs per hectare, were imposed on each of the four forage systems to give a 4x2 factorial arrangement of treatments. We have two replication of each treatment combination in a CRD design, and the paddock size was 0.34 and 0.67 hectare. In the first year, grazing was from December to June, December 2007 to June 2008, and in the second year from February 2009 to May 2009. At establishment, we fertilized with P and K based on pre-plant soil tests, and 60 kilograms of nitrogen was applied to the monoculture grass plots only 3 weeks after emergence of ryegrass at the initiation of grazing and again in March of each season. 32-yearling beef steer in 2008 and heifers in 2009 were used, and animals were weighed at the start of grazing and every 28 days. Two animals grouped by body weight were randomly assigned to each of the 16 paddocks, and pastures were measured every 14 days to estimate herbage mass using a double sampling technique. Pasture growth rate was estimated every 28 days using two enclosure cages per paddock. And we also measure botanical composition in mixed pastures, and samples to determine nutritive value were collected to measure CP, NDF, ADF, and in vitro dry matter digestibility. In terms of the statistical analysis, responses were analyzed by fitting mixed models using proc mixing SAS, and regression analysis indicated that initial body weight did not affect average daily gain, so covariate analysis was not necessary. And responses were considered different at 0.05 level. Now for the results of the study. In terms of the average herbage mass across the two seasons, we had a system by stocking rate interaction effect. And at high stocking rate, herbage mass was similar among the forage system components used. However, at low stocking rate, monoculture grass had the greatest herbage mass. And stocking rate affected herbage mass. Within forage system components, stocking rate affected herbage mass for spatial system grass, monoculture grass, and mix. Greater herbage mass at high stocking rate compared to low stocking rate. And the forage system components of legume, forage stocking rate did not affect herbage mass. In terms of the herbage accumulation across the two seasons, we had a main effect of system. And the forage system components of legume had the lowest herbage accumulation. And monoculture grass was greater in terms of herbage accumulation than the mixed forage system component. The forage allowance across the two seasons had a system by stocking rate interaction effect. And at high stocking rate, forage allowance was similar among forage system use. However, at low stocking rate, monoculture grass and mix had greater forage allowance than spatial system and monoculture legume. And within each forage system, stocking rate had an effect on forage allowance. Greater forage allowance at low stocking rate compared to high stocking rate. And this is a table of the nutritive value. And generally, the trend is that on the forage system components of the legumes, spatial system legume and monoculture legume, had greater nutritive value than forage system components that contain grass, SSG, monoculture, and mix. Mixed pastures, or the component, did not differ from the pure grass components in terms of nutritive value. The average daily gain of steers and heifers combined in 2008 and 2009 of this study, the only difference in average daily gain was spatial system greater than monoculture legume. In terms of live weight gain across the two seasons, we had a system by stocking rate interaction effect. And at high stocking rate, spatial system had greater live weight gain per hectare than the three other forage systems that were used in this study. And at low stocking rate, monoculture legume had the lowest live weight gain. And within each system, stocking rate affected live weight gain. Greater live weight gain at high stocking rate compared to low stocking rate. So, in summary, Harbage Mass was similar among all four system components at high stocking rate. At low stocking rate, monoculture grass had the greatest average herbage mass of the four system components. And forage allowance was similar at high stocking rate, but at low stocking rate, monoculture grass and mix had greater forage allowance than spatial system and monoculture legume. Animals on spatial system had greater average daily gain than animal grazing legume. At high stocking rate, spatial system had the greatest live weight gain of the four forage systems. And at low stocking rate, live weight gain on spatial system, monoculture grass and mix was similar and all had greater live weight gain than monoculture legume. So with these results from this study suggests that there is potential for grazing animals utilizing a system of spatially separated monoculture, grasses, and legumes within the same paddock. Thank you.
Any questions?
Yes.
I just wondered why you chose annual ryegrass and mixed with white clover.
I'll give that question to Dr. McCoon to answer for me.
We're just out of what you call the dogfish adaptation, Chris. Dogfish is not common in that area. My work is in reducing it, but it's not common. And here is another study using the dogfish.
Yes, it was.
Because your biomass production in monoculture and legumes was lower compared to the grass, so I was thinking the grazing days were more in grass than...
No, it was the same. Yep.
Did you do any observations to see if in those spatially separated pastures how much time that animals were spending grazing in each?
Yes, we did do grazing behavior observation, but we choose not to report it in this study, but another in this presentation. But we did do grazing behavior observation. Well, some of the general trend that I have noticed while conducting the grazing behavior observation is that in the spatially separated monoculture grass and legume, animals generally tend to show a greater preference for clover compared to the grass unit.
So why do you think the average daily gain was higher in those pastures compared to the monoculture legume?
Well, that question to me lies more in the field of nutrition. And because of rapid rumen degradation and stuff like that, I suggest that with the utilization of some amount of fiber and the legumes, you tend to have better average daily gain on this treatment combination rather than monoculture legume.
What about the costs involved here with the monoculture of white clover versus the monoculture of ryegrass? Farmers is fairly similar, but what about the cost of gain?
The cost of gain? Dr. McCoon, you want to take that question?
We didn't do any economic analysis while this kind of research is in this, I would call it exploratory stages. Yeah. But the clover we're planting is, well, not perennial, but it'll be here for several years. In this study, the clover was planted in 2007, and the same clover that was grazed in 2009. So there's less establishment cost. Half of the land is not getting any fertilizer.
One last question. As the clover begins to fade out and things, could you plop the system, then come in and put the, plant the grasses into the clover and then put the clover over on the other side so you rotate your spatial relationships over time?
I suppose in future work we look at that kind of system.
We're doing it as soon as the rain stops here.
Thank you very much.
Okay.